With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump will announce tomorrow the United States will impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports, including from Mexico and Canada, as well as other import duties later in the week. He's also reaffirming he will announce reciprocal tariffs by midweek. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orvac says the pace of that snowstorm in the Northeast meant lighter, fluffier flakes.
The snowfall amounts that were with the storm were not tremendously heavy. They were pretty typical for a winter storm. The storm is moving pretty quickly, so that's been one of the detriments of receiving very heavy snowfall totals. Typically in the wintertime, we can see much heavier snow as the storm is moving slower. But overall, in this next week, as we have a pretty active pattern across the country, all the storms are moving pretty quickly.
Also at SRNnews.com, authorities working to recover the wreckage of the plane crash in western Alaska that killed all 10 people on board. Crews have recovered the remains of those killed in the crash. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy says the investigation is underway.
We're in the initial stages, really focused first and foremost on the victims, which is what should be the focus right now. It must be extremely heartbreaking for the families, so that has to be the focus of everyone involved, and it is. Then we'll get the wreckage that will help us to determine cause eventually.
Ecuadorians have voted in a presidential election that was shaping up to be a repeat of the 2023 race when they chose a young conservative millionaire over the leftist protege of the country's most influential president of this century. President Daniel Noboa and Luisa Gonzalez, the clear frontrunners in Sunday's election, among a pool of 16 candidates. This is SRN News. Okay, here's the question. Can a mountain be a person?
In New Zealand, the answer is yes. The parliament has granted personhood to Mount Taranaki with full legal rights at the request of native New Zealanders who consider the mountain to have spiritual significance. The decision has shocked many, but pro-life advocates are especially outraged. In New Zealand, unborn babies are not persons and can be aborted right up to the moment of birth if a doctor agrees, meaning they have less rights than a mountain. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul signing a bill to shield the identities of doctors who prescribe abortion medications days after a physician in the state was charged with prescribing to a pregnant minor in Louisiana. The new law, which takes effect Monday, allows doctors to request for their names to be left off of abortion pill bottles. This is SRN News. Pollution in Texas.
In arid West Texas, water seeps and bubbles from old wells, sometimes carrying oil or other pollutants to the surface. The leaky wells called P13 wells are from oil exploration, and some have turned into environmental disasters. 2 years ago, Texas lawmakers created a $10 million program under the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality to address leaking wells. Critics argue that $10 million is a drop in the bucket compared to the size of the problem. The state has recorded nearly 2,000 P13 wells. John Scott reporting.
Authorities say a person died after being shot by an officer responding to an active shooter in an arcade and entertainment center in suburban Denver. A deputy found a man armed with a handgun in the parking lot. He said the person refused orders to drop the weapon and was shot after he turned toward the deputy. More details at SRNnews.com.